Hey everyone, welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, as always, here to bring you the latest and greatest in ad tech news. Let's kick things off with a partnership extension between Tesco Media and Insight Platform and The Trade Desk. It's allowing advertisers to use Tesco's consumer data to plan and run campaigns without relying on those pesky third-party cookies. They're using anonymized data from Tesco's Clubcard program, which tracks both in-store and online shopping. Switching gears, we've got some drama brewing. Apparently, half of the football clubs in the UK Premier League have been caught breaking a voluntary code on gambling ads for kids. The Guardian reports that the clubs have been advertising on web pages aimed at minors, and a couple have shown their under-18 squad wearing shirts with betting logos. Campaigners have raised their concern about the dangers of promoting betting to young people. Now, let's hop across the pond to California, where they're tackling a different kind of advertising issue. They've just passed a new law targeting false advertising for digital goods. You know how sometimes you buy a digital movie or game, only to realize that you don't actually own it? Well, California's putting a stop to that. Starting next year, digital storefronts will have to be upfront about the fact that you're just getting a license to use the content, not actually owning it outright. No more using the words buy or purchase unless they're clear about the restrictions, including stating if the license can be revoked. And that's everything on today's Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for joining me. Check out ExchangeWire for our latest Mad Tech podcast episode with VML's Kiese Lamour, looking at Perplexity's new advertising model, TikTok versus Amazon, and the FTC's scrutiny of social media platforms. This is Dot signing off.